7 richest countries in the world. Now them have a little need, and them a plan to keep and oppress the poor. So them have a little need, but when them thing goes another way. Oh, when them thing goes another way. Did you hear about these meetings? No, you won't find poor countries there, because of capitalist greed. Revolution seems to be the only play. It may be an old-fashioned way of thinking, but I believe in the people and reasons. As when them meet and tingle the people way. One day them dead and them not dead yet. And anyway, for them, third world people like, but a small price to be paid. They think they're great, feeling no one can touch them. Them are the next thing coming. That's when them think them thing goes the people way.
One day them dead, dead, them not dead, dead.
When them think them thing goes another way.
One day them dead, dead, them not dead.
From the top to the very last drop, ain't no need to call no cop, cause I'm a musical lollipop. Don't look back, you know. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program, thinkaboutit.org. I am the Christian ambassador for the Rastafari movement. Kingdom of God, Queendom of God, that's in heaven right here, right now on this earth. Kingdom and Queendom of Islam. The way of peace through obedience to the Most High Father Allah, the Most High Mother Allah, freedom, justice, and equality. All right, we are in the Quran for a little while. We're in verse 85. Did I say today's recording date is Sunday, September 29th, 2013? We want to go over some of the names of the children of Abraham and see the attributes that all of us are fathers and mothers of. See these attributes as our children. See some aspect of these attributes within ourselves. Now it says, and we gave him Isaac and Jacob. Each did we guide, and Noah did we guide before, and of his descendants, David and Solomon, and Job, and Joseph, and Moses, and Aaron. And thus do we reward those who do good, and it says in parentheses, to others. The we is the Almighty Father Allah, and the Almighty Mother Allah. They do not teach this in Islam, but that's the reality. Ashadu Allah, Allah, Ha'il Allah. There's your we. Mother Allah and Father Allah. And so these names, Isaac. Isaac in the African Hebrew language, found under the number 3327 on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary is Yitzhak. Yitzhak. Remember Yitzhak Rabin? But Yitzhak Rabin was wicked. A wicked European modern day Israel. Killed and destroyed Palestinian sisters and brothers. We are going back to the African Hebrew reality, culture, religion, language, and teaching real reality. So Yitzhak means he laughs. Sisters and brothers, do we not need laughter? Do we not need comedy? in a day and time of death, hell, and destruction. We need to be able to find laughter, to find happiness. The word is rooted in 6711, Sakak, African Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary, means to laugh, to mock, to play, to laugh, to jest, to sport, to make sport, to toy with, to make a toy of, not in negative, but in positive, to laugh. So we need to laugh. My beautiful wife is a person who is easy to laugh, easy to play, spur of the moment laughter and frivolity, not in a negative way, in a positive way, spontaneous laughter, full of fun. And I, always serious, all the time serious, laying the hammer down. But we have to find a medium. I have to find laughter and join in the laughter of my beautiful wife. Take the edge off. Not always be hard, not always be edgy, but also able to be able to laugh and be spontaneous and have fun. And she finding a way to be serious and be revolutionary. So we are opposites, and finding in the opposite of ourselves in each other and being able to come towards the middle and be a balance for each other. This is how we must do as the human family. Look in the what happened in Kenya. Look at how it is coming to light, according to our brother Alex Jones, at how in reality that whole killing was a false flag operation. That, watch this now, people in the government of Kenya were warned that Al-Qaeda affiliates would stage a killing, a massacre at the mall, and warned not to go to the mall. Some adhered to that, some did not. Some in the police force were warned, don't go to the mall today, something is going to go down. A pregnant woman warned, don't go to that mall, you can't run, you won't be able to run from that which is going to occur there. What will occur there? Some terrorist act, some act of terror that apparently was planned by the government of Kenya. The government of Kenya, acting in concert with CIA, trying to keep the government of Somalia, which is a CIA government, in place in Somalia, apparently fighting going on in Somalia even in this day and time. And maybe some poor working class men who ascribe to Islam, wanting to see their Islamic government come back into Somalia after being overthrown by the CIA-backed government. And some of them may be now being manipulated by Al-Qaeda, which was created by the CIA, to create chaos, death, hell, and destruction, and maneuver men and women into hatreds of Christianity or hatreds of Islam. They say that many Muslims were let go. What was that for? To say to Christians, hate the Muslim. To say to Muslims, hate the Christian. But apparently, those connected to the presidency of Barack Obama, because every president has connections, and those connections and friends of any sitting president paved the way to do bidding for the CIA
house of Rothschild, Oppenheimers, to do what? To kill and create chaos and destroy and maneuver poor working class masses of people into hating each other for the end of controlling land, wealth, and resources, controlling people. You've heard about the so-called Somalia pirates, but who are the real pirates? America, Britain, Israel, even down to the fish. There apparently is a fish market, a fish wealth, fish resources in that region that even I heard, I think China and Japan are in on the thieving of the fish out of that region. So we look at China as not putting a military down, but taking advantage of certain things done by America, Britain, and Israel. But China not outright committing bloodshed, but taking advantage of certain things. So we want to look at this situation in a complex way. But the point I want to make here is terrorism. Men and women can't even shop at a mall without being in fear for their lives. And so we see that we are in need of laughter. We are in need of being able to laugh with one another, being able to find something funny, something to laugh at, something to take the edge off, because the world is in a turmoil. The world is in chaos, but we need to come together, stand together as poor working class masses of people, find justice within one another, stop killing one another for any cause and any reason. Don't join military, don't join Al-Qaeda, don't join Al-Nusra. Come together, Christian. Come together, Muslim. Come together, Buddhist, Hinduist. Come together, socialist, communist, anarchist, capitalist, poor working class masses of people. Have fun with one another. Have fun with one another. See humor in the universe. See humor in the Most High. See laughter in the Most High. Laughter in the universe. Laughter within ourselves. Become Isaac. Become Yitzhak. So that's an attribute within ourselves. What is the next person here? Jacob. Let's see what the word Jacob is in the African Hebrew language and see the spiritual children of Abraham, the spiritual children of Sarai, Sarah, the spiritual children of Sarah, the spiritual children of ourselves. See the characteristics of ourselves. Now the word Jacob is Yaqub. Yaqub 3290. 3290 on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary. Yaakove. It means the heel holder, the supplanter. This reminds me of the teaching that we learned in Genesis concerning how the seed of the woman would strike at the heel of the serpent, and the serpent, as my minister Louis Farrakhan has taught us, represents the ruling class and the ruling families who do what? Overturn the masses from being the vicegerent, from being the representative of the Most High in the earth realm, in the universe, the Christ spirit in human flesh, the Haile Selassie, the might and power and glory of the Holy Trinity in human flesh, empowered to use the body prepared for ourselves to rule the universe and bring Sabbath to the universe, to creation, to the earth, to the human family, to rule with the power of the Most High. But the serpent, the ruling class and ruling families, the illegitimate rulers, have grabbed our heel, have supplanted us, have Jacobed us, have Yaakoved us. And so we want to do the same to the wicked ruling class and ruling families, grab not just their heel, but crush their head, crush their wisdom, crush their knowledge, crush their system, so that we may supplant them, overturn them, destroy their leadership, destroy their rulership, destroy their power within our consciousness and in the universe, and we become once again the vicegerent, the representatives, the magistrate, the judges, the Christ in human flesh, Haile I Selassie I, might and power and glory of the Holy Trinity in human flesh, ruling this universe on behalf of the Most High, giving justice to ourselves as Abraham and fathers and mothers and powers in the universe, mothers and fathers of these multitudes of attributes and characteristics. The next name in this verse 85 is Noah. And the word Noah is found under the number 5146, Hebrew side, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary, Noach. And the word Ach, we said, is the womb. Akka, spirit, mother, Holy Spirit. But Noach, Noah, is rest. Rest. The definition is rest. And this is rooted in another word, Nuach, 5118, which means resting place. And the Noah story, the Noach, Africa Kemet, and the menstrual cycle of Mother Goddess Hathor. Look at Thor. See, Egypt, Kemet, the root language, one of the root languages of all your languages, and you get Thor in the Norse gods and goddesses pantheon. And so Thor is a fighter for justice, giving rest to the poor working class masses of people in the theology of the Norse people of Europe. But Hathor, in her menstrual cycle, to wash away evil, wash away wickedness, because mankind was wicked, and Ra, the personification of the Most High, represented by the sun, given the name Ra, commissioned Hathor for such a task. And so Ra said, you know what? Mankind can bring about good thoughts and good deeds. Let me teach mankind, tell mankind to put dye, ingest dye, so that red dye, so that when Hathor came through, she would think she had flooded out that region, which gives us the root to the narrative of Moses and the blood on the posts to protect the men and the women from the death angel. All of this root, all of this, but all of this is to teach us that we must have rest from death, rest from hell, rest from destruction forever. And we must become Noah, Noach. We must become rest. We must become that ark, that ak, that aket, that akka. We must become Mother Holy Spirit. We must become that vessel. And the vessel is a feminine reality, a womb. That ship is a feminine reality. Ships and vessels are called she and her because they are wombs and they carry men and women and things. And so we must become that feminine power, acting on male-female polarity, giving birth to that reality of rest, becoming that vessel that takes the atoms and molecules and protons and neutrons, male and female of every species, male and female of every kind, to become that vessel that saves from the flood, that saves from death, that saves from hell and destruction. And we become Noah. We become Noah, which is rest. And rest, I'm reminded of Sabbath. And Sabbath means cessation and rest from slavery, debt slavery, colonialism, slavery, exploitation, and return of land to the original owner, to the masses of the poor working class peoples of the earth. All of this wrapped up in Noah. And the word David, let me try and see that word David right quick. See what David means. David is defined under the number 1732, Hebrew side, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary, means beloved, 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 rooted in 1730, Dawood. You hear in the Arabic, I believe, Dawood or Dawood, same word. African Hebrew is the root. Beloved, love, uncle. You ever have an uncle that you love? So beloved one. And David or Dawood or David represents that ruler that is a revolutionary, that is a man, and we're going to say a woman after the heart of the Most High, that stands up for truth, justice, and righteousness, stands up for truth, justice, and righteousness, freedom, justice, and equality, and defends the oppressed masses of the proletariat, peoples of the earth, and fights against injustice and unrighteousness, and fights against the wicked ruling class and ruling families, is a revolutionary. And Bob Marley said, soon we'll find out who is the real revolutionary. Who is that real beloved one? We must become David, become beloved of and by the Most High, and beloved of and by the masses of the people, because we have become and should become, must become, are becoming justice of the people. The people of justice, justice of the people, giving justice to each other, because we refuse to kill each other and destroy each other. We refuse to join groups and organizations and military and Al-Qaeda that teach us to kill and destroy the image and likeness of the Most High. No, we are becoming David. We are becoming Dawood. Let's turn for a few minutes to some current affairs and current events and see what we can learn and teach ourselves from such teaching and such reality. 40 years after the Chilean coup. You see, not long ago, we had commemoration of 9/11. But did you know that there were other events that happened in 9/11? and in the ninth month, 9/11/2001, September 11th, 2001, the 9/11 incident, but other 9/11s and other incidences, incidents where occurrences happened in September. 40 years ago in Chile, Salvador Allende, 1973, rose to power by the people. I believe, yeah, democratically elected Salvador Allende. And he said, no more exploitation. He had the spirit of David. He had the spirit of Yehuda, the praised one. David, the beloved one. He had the spirit to stand up and defend the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed in Chile and boot out, kick out the corporations from America and Europe that raped and destroyed the people. He had the spirit of Yaqub to overthrow and supplant the wicked powers of the ruling class and ruling families. He had the spirit of Abraham and Sarah. Abraham, father of the multitudes. He exhibited love for his children, men and women of his nation. And what happened? CIA. No doubt MI5, MI6 of Britain and Mossad of Israel, they conspired and overthrew Salvador Allende, killing and destroying men and women who were with Salvador Allende. And I believe Salvador Allende is said to have committed suicide in the palace of Chile as the wicked CIA-affiliated Augusto Pinochet, a wicked general, doing the bidding of, was it the Nixon administration and Henry Kissinger, Pinochet and his wicked forces bearing down on Salvador Allende, and before being killed by Salvador, before Salvador Allende was killed, I believe he took his own life, but enough men and enough women killed and Salvador Allende destroyed. Was it Father Romero? Was he up in, I can't remember where Father Romero was located. But our dear brother Salvador Allende, and all of this took place 9/11/1973. This is a 9/11 that should never be forgotten. And General Pinochet ruled on behalf of CIA, ruled Chile on behalf of the CIA and various economists, used Chile as a backdrop, crushing the economy, crushing the monetary system, crushing corporations, buying and purchasing corporations at rock bottom prices because they crushed the economy and crushed the people, drove the people into impoverishment, destroying the people. So you take what went down in Chile and extrapolate that all over the earth. And so, Jah love and Jah bless. This is the Exodus, the movement of Jah Rastafari, Haile Selassie people.